You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. As Stephen puts it, happy one more alarm till the weekend day. AKA Thursday.
I don't reckon I started counting the days of the week by alarms until I started working here, eh?
I don't blame you.
The early mornings, right?
Yeah. Because the workday doesn't bother me at all. Time a year, I love it. We have the best job in the world. Mm. It's the alarm, though. Getting up does sting a little bit.
Yeah, it certainly does. How was your day yesterday, everyone? What did you get up to, Stephen? You go first.
I didn't get up to a whole lot, really. Oh, well, I had to sort out my car registration and all that bits and bobs.
Oh, so yeah. It's success.
Yeah, so trip to service New South Wales, which is always fun. Interesting characters knocking about.
Stressful too.
It's like a microcosm of society, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see all walks of life in there.
Great people watching.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You don't even mind when your ticket's ages away because you can see everyone come in and go and...
I love going up to the ticket desks at Service New South Wales and being overly nice to the staff members there because they're having the worst day. They're usually having just a slug, you know. So you're just like, how is your day? How's it going? Oh, thank you so much. And you're overly nice and they kind of just look at you and go, what is wrong with you? It's so fun.
They were having a great time while I was there.
Really?
Yeah, the lady who I was, like, being served by, she put a whoopee cushion under the lady next to her.
What?
I was like, I haven't seen a whoopee cushion. It's like, you're right.
Yeah.
He was like, got it. It was pretty funny, to be fair.
That is funny. A chuckle.
It sounded like someone did a fart. They didn't really.
Unbelievable.
The essence of a whoopee cushion summed up well. What a time to be alive. A whoopee cushion at such a, usually like a stuffy office. That's actually pretty fun.
What did you get up to yesterday, Craig?
Yesterday, I had a little bit of a nap and then went out and did like somebody's downsizing right near my house. Mm. So it's very convenient. Loaning up the van with antiques. Plenty of new stock in store soon.
There's
a little teaser for you. It's going to be a great day and a great show ahead. How about that big pink announcement we've got for later on? That's massive. Very, very exciting.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday on the show, one of the big debates, which was whether, you know, F1 drivers are athletes or are they just skilled labour?
Yeah.
Now, off the back of that, you did mention, you should watch Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
On Netflix, so you've got some idea of what's going on.
What they go through, yeah.
So I watched the first two episodes yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well... it does look sort of a bit complicated, right? But the steering wheels, they're just like video game controllers.
Oh, okay. I'm not going through this again.
No, I'm still... my mind is open, right?
Okay.
My mind is open to the possibility that they might have to work a bit harder than, say, a Sparky's offsider or something like that.
Okay.
Right? But I'm going to watch some more of it because I think it's a good documentary and I'm learning a lot, but it does look a bit video game-esque. In fact, they were training on a video game.
Well, yeah, it's like back in the day with, like, PlayStation 1 and 2 where you had, like, the big steering wheel dashboards that you sat on your beanbag with.
They were practicing on that.
Yeah.
They're not even practicing on real cars.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And Jared, a pursuit through the streets of Newey yesterday has meant a man has spent the night behind bars, is that right?
Yeah, police spotted a white Toyota Hilux which had been reported stolen on Brown Street at around 12:30 yesterday afternoon. When they tried to stop the driver, they allegedly floored it, hitting a parked car in the process, and they fled the scene. Authorities quickly responded, launching a pursuit, but they did have to suspend it for public safety. After receiving reports, the car was speeding down the wrong side of Hunter Street.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Being chased by like four cars going down the wrong side of Hunter Street.
Yeah, so there's only one lane, so there's nowhere really to go, is there?
Right.
So a short time later, the Hilux was eventually found. It was abandoned along the rail corridor. So I must have just followed the light rail tracks all the way through to the interchange. And then the driver, a 38-year-old Windale man, was tracked down on Beaumont Street in Hamilton. So police are alleging in court today the man also had several stolen paintball guns stashed in the vehicle. So I don't know what his plans were, but he faces Newcastle local court today charged over the pursuit.
I don't think we'll ever know truly what his plans were.
No.
I don't think he's going to reveal said information.
I do like the legal jargon of he floored it as well, Jared.
Flawed it, yeah. Appreciate I'm sure that. That's what the magistrate will use.
Yeah.
Bit of fun. Okay, speaking of fun, though, preparations for Pink is ramping up still.
They sure are. Yesterday we spoke about the custom pink jacket made by Rundle Tailoring.
Mm-hmm.
And now an installation at Wheeler Place featuring a giant disco ball, a pink dance floor is being constructed today as part of the Pink Party Trail.
What? Ooh. A party trail?
Yes. Starting on Friday, four nights of festivities will see fans flocking to the city centre. Local businesses around the area will also get into the spirit. Themed dining and entertainment on offer. No word yet on whether there'll be any silk twirlers. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The skies above. But yeah, so that should be a lot of fun for people ahead of Pink Show on Tuesday next week.
Will you be going to any of these stops along the trail?
Yeah, can
you
I
know
come?
What? Pink doesn't really do it for me. I don't know.
Oh.
I love me a pop star, but I don't know. Pink just doesn't do it for me.
It's a no for Jared.
Well, I think I'm sort of in the same boat as you there, Jared, but I would go just for the dance floor and the disco ball,
yeah, the
wouldn't
pink
you?
Dance floor, absolutely.
I think Pink's one of those artists where we've got to like try to man keep it keen a little bit. I think doing all this stuff for a arrival.
It's like the Royals are coming, eh?
Yeah, that's it. She'll be like, these freaks, these stalker-esque new Nova Castrians putting all this stuff out.
I'm not
out.
Coming back.
I'm never coming back. Look at these weirdos. We need to, like, you know, be a little bit cool, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, she keeps coming back, so we must be doing something right.
That's true.
I think what we're doing right is buying tickets at high prices. That's what's doing it right.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Humans doing stupid stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
I love this.
In Iceland, there's a lot of volcanoes. It's famous for it. It's a volcanic island, essentially.
Right, okay.
And it's a big tourist draw. When the volcanoes are spewing out lava, people go, there's a couple that you can, they've got like a little walkway and stuff you can get, not too close, but to a reasonable distance.
Decent vantage point, I
suppose. Yeah, and watch some of the, like, lava slowly spill down a hill.
Jeez, what do they want to do? Cook themselves? Fry themselves off?
Well, you're at a safe distance,
yeah,
I suppose.
It's a common tourist attraction in places like Iceland or Hawaii.
Oh, don't trust it.
Not for Ari.
No.
That's okay, though. Some people do different things.
I've seen Pompeii. Don't need to go down that track.
It's not usually as like wild or violent as that.
Okay, fair enough.
One of the dormant volcanoes has started a bit of a show. So once again, it's spewing a little bit of lava out down the side of the hill. Tourists, this is a new one. Let's go have a look because I don't know what else you do in Iceland. Go look at volcanoes. They're flocking there. It's a new volcano, a new thing to see. One very stupid couple, though, a couple of tourists, have brought along a skillet and some bacon and eggs and then attempted to make breakfast on the lava.
Oh, idiots.
Absolute idiots.
How would that work? Is it like a fireproof skillet or something? Do they make those?
Well, what I imagine, and I don't want to like put words into their mouths, but what I imagine has happened here is they've thought, I've seen someone do it on an Australian car bonnet. It'll be the same as that, and they've underestimated how hot lava is.
You've got it pretty much right. Lava is actually hotter than a car bonnet.
Bonnet, yeah. I know you can cook an egg on one. That's impressive. This isn't the same thing.
So stupid. They've ended up with burns. The pan melted in the heat.
Yeah, of course it did.
And now, how's this? The officials have had to warn people not to try and cook on the lava. It's too hot.
Have your breakfast at the hotel beforehand, guys.
Buffet probably included, isn't
or,
it?
Or if you're really hungry, bring along a sandwich. There's no need to toast it. This is a dangerous thing to do, and that's why these tourists have ended up burned and they've ruined their pan.
I think there's nothing more embarrassing than having a sign put up because of an action you've done.
Yeah, I reckon.
It's definitely up there with one of the most embarrassing things that can happen. And hopefully they're feeling proper embarrassed by this. Ridiculous.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, special treat for you, Stephen. Know how you were talking about the loose change menu getting out of control?
Yeah.
The meal, there was a meal for, what, $8.95?
$8.95 or something like that, yeah.
How about this? Advertised on the loose change menu, and I have a photo of it here.
Oh, is this brand new?
24-piece chicken McNuggets, $11.95.
In
wait,
what?
Did that just go up?
Well, it used to be $10, didn't it, for 20?
Yeah, it was, so. Yeah.
I just think, and like, I don't want to have a whine and a moan again, because I've already, you know, had my say about this and given my 2 cents. But if it's more than a note, it's not loose change, is it? It's more than $4.95 has got to be the most it can be on the loose change.
I would have thought so.
Look, I think Coles and McDonald's need to change their marketing ploys and advertisements here, because Coles is now the loose change of the Macca's kind of menu. So you can get like the same amount of nuggets for like $4 in like one big packet in the freezer section.
Yeah, but then you got to cook
that's
them
not
and stuff.
Cook, you know? Yeah.
We have air fryers these days, lads. It's just as quick.
Yeah, I know, but that's how, yeah.
Well, you can never compare uncooked food to cooked food in a restaurant. It's not the same.
Try to help.
Going up as well.
Yeah,
everyone's going up.
Anyway, like I said, here's the thing though. Anything technically can be loose change if you've got a big enough pile of loose change. It's not really loose change anymore, is it? It becomes like a sack, as if you've robbed a bank.
Yeah, you got the old coin bucket at the casino or something like that. Unbelievable. We've got some massive news around Pink. So, of course, Pink is on her way to the Hunter as we speak, basically. In the country, was snapped at Bondi a couple of days ago. Of course, this is ahead of her show at McDonald Jones Stadium Tuesday night. But she has revealed, I guess, some devastating news to her over 30 million followers on X.
Oh, my God.
AKA Twitter.
And this time, we're the first to know as well, because normally, like, she's in the country. It's our time zone, you know? Like, everyone in the States is waking up to it and all that kind of stuff.
They're rubbing their eyes going,
What's happening?
We're on top of it this time. Basically, she's quitting the social media platform.
She's no more Twitter.
No more Twitter. So she's written a couple of tweets here, and I'll paraphrase them for you. But basically, the first one she's written is, have you ever been at a party with a bunch of salty old people who never realised their dreams? Where the liquor ran dry ages ago, there's no music, no one's dancing, and you would have had more fun at home with your blind cat? That's Twitter these days, or whatever you call it now. Then followed by bye, with about 11 E's.
Jeez.
Oh,
and then there was
unhinged.
Another tweet that said, this account will self-destruct in 2 minutes. Do it.
Oh, my God.
She's just gone. She's just completely gotten rid of it.
She's decided that she doesn't want to be on X or Twitter or whatever it's called these days anymore. I mean, I guess Pink has always famously had a bit of an interesting relationship with social media. Mm. Like, I'm sure you guys would have seen last year, there was all those stories about her tweenage daughter Willow not allowed to have a phone.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
And she wasn't allowed to have a phone until like she can prove that social media is good for her. Which good luck doing that. You're
that
never
would
be able
never
to do
happen.
That,
yeah, she'll be 18 and out of home when she buys one.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine. So she's always kind of had this, yeah, this, I guess, turbulent relationship with the social media sites. What disappoints me about this is not so much the fact that Pink's leaving Twitter or leaving it. She can do whatever she wants. It doesn't bother me at all. She's her own person, can make her own decisions. Mm-hmm. What has bothered me, though, is that she's put up a post about it. I thought Pink was too cool for this.
Yeah, just close it and no explanation needed.
I think she's just trying to give her fans a bit of respect and be like, well, why has she just completely disappeared? I think she's just trying to, explain her reasoning, really.
I guess. I don't know. I just like, and maybe it is different because she's someone of status and she's a celebrity and got millions of followers.
And loved.
But like when one of my mates posts on Facebook, or mate, you know, someone you used to go to school with ages ago, you haven't spoken to in 10 plus years, when they write, oh, going on a social media break, text me if you need me or something like that. You go, oh, who cares? Just go. Just go on your break.
There's no need to go.
To let the world know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And I guess, though, it is a big call. Like, with 30 million followers, she'd be giving up a lot of opportunities.
Well, how's this as well? She hasn't deleted the account yet. She's just not active on it. So
yeah,
she's not like,
she's not closed the door completely.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think her publicist might be in charge of that. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I think, yeah, she probably doesn't want to start from square one.
Well, I just double checked this morning as well, just as a side note. She hasn't cancelled Instagram yet. Like, she's still got 10.6 million followers. She's still active on that. So that's still hanging around.
Yeah, not completely off social media. Too much money left on the table.
If you were trying to get Pink down to your business or whatever in the Hunter while she's here, though.
Adding her on.
Yeah. Do not tweet her. You're going to have to go down the Instagram route or something like that.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Okay, now it's been making headlines nationally. There's been a piece of equipment that's been banned at a selection of Aussie gyms. This is very interesting, and I don't think it's very good for influencers, though.
Right. Okay. Well, elaborate.
What is it?
Okay. Banned dumbbells or something, though. What's going on?
Mirrors.
No. Well, mirrors, that would be good, wouldn't it? Less vain. Okay. So a fitness centre chain, just to set the scene, called Doherty's Gym, has actually cracked down on its members from using tripods to film their workouts in their centres. This is like Melbourne, Perth, all of those kind of key cities.
Yeah.
The company, Doherty's, says that the allowance has been revoked unless they have a specific media pass to do so during off-peak hours.
Media pass?
Yeah, you've got to
have it. How do you get yourself a media pass?
It's not the backstage section of KISS or something, is it?
Feels like it should be a black and white rule, you know?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You either allow tripods or you don't. What's this media pass rubbish?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think you might have to be with a company or you have to have a specific reason as to why you'd be filming in the gym.
I've got a good guess on that. Okay. I think that they'd have some high-level influencers that are worth too much to their business.
Ah.
They go, you've got a media pass.
Yep.
But, you know, Ryan over there is just trying to do a few thirst traps on TikTok. You can put your tripod away, mate. It's not impressive.
Yeah, but those big level influencers would have started with, you know, those like Instagram thirst traps. That's how it builds. Does he build a following?
I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining what I think's happening, and they don't want to lose those big influencer names that are out there. They can just go, oh, you've got 30,000 followers, do you? Here's a media pass.
So
you
have they filming. Have they given a reason as to why they're banning tripods?
Basically, or? Two reasons is what they're settling in on here. So, the boss saying that the tripods were actually a trip hazard and a safety concern, which I agree. Like, they're, if you're walking around, you're just getting off the treadmill, and all of a sudden, this little Gen Z-er is like trying to film themselves doing like a bench press, you might trip over. Like, you're not even looking.
That is reasonable.
Like, in front of your feet the whole time. Like, because you're
just
OH&S.
You're
expecting to see a tripod.
But
the
other thing with filming in the gym, of course, you would think is it's like all about. You need to get permission to film. You need to get permission from others.
Privacy.
That's it. All about that as
if
well.
If somebody walks through your shot or whatever. And then, you know, they don't want to be online. Yeah, all that makes sense. Mm. Yeah, I've changed. Get rid of them all. Never anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about a lot of men in the gym, but personally, being a woman, though, like, I sweat at the gym, right? I'm running, I'm working hard. I don't really want to be, you know, having photos. Yeah, that type of thing.
It should be, and this is what you're alluding to here, the gym should be an absolute safe space.
It should.
You shouldn't have to, you know, get it on your Sunday best and make sure your hair's looking good and all that stuff to go and do a workout. Mm. And, you know, worry about that being on the internet. You should be able to be your, like, most relaxed, most natural, authentic self, and just get the work done and get out.
But, yeah, speaking of filming, though, like, at the gym, because I go to the gym all the time. I know you go to the gym, Stephen.
Yeah.
It's just you see people, like, taking photos of themselves in the mirrors and, like, film themselves all the time. But, like, it just annoys me. It's like just work out. Like, you're there to exercise. And, like, that's one of my main annoyances. But also one of my other ones that I have is people taking up two machines at one time. They're just like, oh, no, I got to do, like, all these pectoral flies and these hamstring curls, like, one after the other, and you're keeping other people from using these machines. So that's like my biggest pet peeve at the gym.
Well, it sounds like you've got more rules to, you know, add to these gyms.
I do.
More stuff for them to, you know, bring into the law book. I guess the real thing we've learnt here is, like, if a tree falls in the woods and anyone hear it, if you're at the gym and didn't take a photo, well, you're really at the gym.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
And the weather's certainly changed over the last couple of days. And there's a few signs I've seen, team, that this cool change is in.
Oh, what have you seen?
The first one I've seen is that Ari's got the Meriwether Fit Chick get up on. She's got the puffer jacket and the white long sleeve.
You know what? I'm going to contest that just for a second. It's the Wollongong Fit Chick kind of look. Right. Thank you very much. This is what all the girls wore, apparently.
Well, I'm telling you, they wear the same thing in Meriwether.
Well, there you go.
You'll fit right in.
The other thing as well was, for the first time in 2024, had a tea last night before bed.
Oh,
brewed myself a cuppa.
Stop the music.
It was cuppa weather. I know this is like, this is, you know, breaking news.
And huge. I mean, FM radio's never been this exciting.
I know. Had me hoodie on, had me track pants on, in front of the telly watching Love Island with me cuppa. I thought, it is getting colder.
Oh.
It's getting cooler.
And you say, I'm the Meriwether stereotype. That's
all right. Listen to Stephen over there in the chateau with his cup of tea.
Turn it up.
Pinky up? Definitely.
No, not at all. Pinky down at all times, I'll have you know.
That's what he says to say cool and relevant, isn't it? Oh, my pinky was down. I know it was up. I just know it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Hey, this is something exciting that's happened at the Crevo's shop, right?
Mm.
Obviously, we sell like lots of vintage furniture, antiques, unusual items, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And occasionally, like, people come through scouting for film and TV shows looking for things that will fit in.
Gosh, you must meet some interesting people
in
there.
It's very cool.
Like, set designers and stuff come through.
So, there's the new Mad Max movie coming out in May.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And there's going to... I just sold one thing for it, this, like, kind of furry coat thing that will probably feature, hopefully. Keeping an eye out for. But that was, like, probably, I don't know, whenever they were filming it.
A year ago
or something like that. But just the other day, this lady came through and bought some quite, I guess, obvious items that are going to be in this show, 10 Pound Poms. Now, it's a BBC show that you'll be able to see on Stan, or you can see season one now is available. But they're at the moment starting to film season two, and she's come through looking for some things for the set for that.
So do you know, is it like a timepiece, is it? Is it dated?
So it's set after World War II, just after when they had that offer where for £10 you could move from England to Australia.
Oh, is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing. Right,
They became known as the £10 Poms.
Right,
and when they got here, you know, they went from England, they promised this, like, you know, beach life in Australia.
The Australian dream type of thing?
Basically.
Okay.
And then when they got here, they were like, oh, it's actually quite tough going, you know, in the whatever it was, late 40s or, you know, mid 40s. It was not an easy time to live in Australia. Anyway, so that's the sort of show premise. But some of the items that were picked out for this are big and obvious. So I'm saying there's a good chance that we're going to be able to see them on screen.
Unbelievable.
Which is pretty cool. So first one is this set of, like, green dining chairs, and they're bright green. So if you see them, from Crevo's shop.
Right, okay.
Very cool. There's some other small bits and bobs like lamps and stuff that'll probably just be more like background stuff. But one of the big things that we sold was this big purple couch. It's unmissable. Oh. It's bright purple. This is going to be, I think, like a big part of one of the scenes. So very, very excited.
Interesting. So are you going to start using, like, as an advertising technique, the as seen on TV
that type, I think, like, I slogan? Need to,
definitely.
And the movies.
Big sign out the front.
As seen on Mad Max, as seen on 10 Pound Poms, mm-hmm. or some other Amazon show that I was shopping before. Also, there was the Silverchair documentary.
Oh, right.
There's a few bits and bobs. So I think I need to do that. That's a good little angle.
There you go. Top exciting times.
Certainly is.
Maths husbands. That's all we really need to say. However, they've done themselves in already. We're starting to spot some red or amber flags. There's some problems in relationships already, and we're 2 weeks in.
So you're a big Mass fan. Of course, Married at First Sight. She's back. Yep. What are we in, like, week two or something like that now?
Week two. We've just wrapped up on what they call Confessions Week. It's my favourite week because this is where all the chaos starts to set in, and it's glorious. Okay, so like I said, that's just wrapped up. Now, this week includes a photo exercise, which requires ranking how attractive the participants are, including their own partners and where they sit on a scale.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is snooping through each other's phones. I mean, you know where that's going to go. And then confession letters and also the values ranking challenge.
There's a lot going on there.
There is.
Let's focus in on this photo situation because basically they have to rank it from hottest to nottest. Is that the idea?
Well, right. Basically, in their eyes, who they think is the most attractive and why. Kind of explain their reasoning.
And their wife is included in this list?
Correct, yes. So where they sit on the attractive scale. So in the past seasons, including this one, they've gone, I like these girls because, you know, they're the prettiest or they're the nicest and whatever.
Like,
and where would I put you?
And brunettes and stuff.
That's
like that.
It.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Age gaps as well. Like, it's a whole thing. But, like, some men in the past have, like, put their wives, at the bottom third of the scale.
Oh,
so, you know how many arguments. Yeah, that's it. I mean, just lie at this point, right? Just to save face. So one of the most frustrating characters of this season has not disappointed so far, and I think a lot of viewers will agree. His name's Jack, okay? He's like the typical gym bro, and he wants his women to be kind of... He wants to be the dominant in the relationship.
I know this man. We've all met a Jack, even if we haven't met the Jack.
Yeah, correct. That's right. So last night's episode... In this photo challenge, he made his wife prove that she's hot with a checklist last night during the photo in comparison to the other brides shown on the show. So basically, he's put all the women in a row and he's left out her photo and he goes, how hot do you think you are?
Oh, you fool.
What an absolute numpty.
But the thing is, though, she went in with confidence. She goes, I think I'm hotter out of all of them. I think I'm a beautiful woman inside and out, basically. And then he goes, prove to me why. Give me reasons. Prove to me as your husband why you're the hottest. What is that?
It's not a job interview. It shouldn't be like, prove to me why you deserve this job. And then you come up with some smart answer.
Oh, my God.
And no wonder these people have been single for so long. Because that is relationship basics, isn't it? Your partner is the most beautiful person in the world. And
yes.
I feel bad for you, Crevo, because you have to lie to your partner. My partner actually is the most beautiful person in the world.
That's exactly what I keep thinking. And I'm like, oh, poor Stephen. He has to be lying all the time.
Yeah, look at us. See, we've got it. This is why we're in long-term relationships.
Two men that understand things.
But just like a couple of other subtle hints as well. Another guy, he's mansplaining to his woman. Mansplaining women and their sensitive nature and desire for children to his own wife who happens to really want kids, so he's an idiot. Then we've got groom Tim last night who compared his wife Lucinda to his dog, relating to her neediness, just saying, "Who's only like my dog?" It's just ridiculous.
That is so dumb. And I think that sums it up.
They're just idiots, aren't they? Full idiots.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, the contestants, two Nova Castrians.
Dun, dun,
the
dun.
Prize, family pass to the Maitland Show.
Woo-hoo!
The game, it's called Three of a Kind.
Yeah!
Of course, it's back for 2024. Basically, super simple. What we do here is we give you three items, and what you've got to do is find the theme or the linking word between said three items. You do it quicker than your Nova Castrian opponent. You win yourself a prize.
As a local.
It is pretty simple, isn't it? Now, scoring's first to two, best of three. And, of course, your name is your buzzer. Should we meet our contestants vying for this prize this morning?
Let's do it. All right, our runner-up from yesterday is Brad from the Hunter Valley. Welcome back, Brad.
Oh, mate, I'm back for redemption.
Yes, ooh. I love that can-do attitude.
Yes.
All right, up against Brad in Maitland, it's Peter. How you doing, Peter?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Very, very
awesome.
Well. Now, of course, your name is your buzzer, so we need to test that the buzzers are working before we start the quiz. Starting with you, Brad.
Brad.
Working well. And Peter?
Lovely. Bit of flair on that one as well.
I enjoyed that.
It was like a jazzy buzzer. I don't know how you've installed that. Got a new update or something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, from the App Store.
I digress. It is first of two, best of three, like we alluded to before. So best of luck to both of you. Ari, you are a quiz master. Take it away.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. First one is koala, wombat, and kangaroo.
Brad
quick is there.
Marsupials.
Well, hang on, it was in stereo, it felt like, but is that what we were looking for?
Yes.
That is correct. I'm going to give it to Brad.
Yeah, Brad was who we signalled to. Yeah,
now, Peter, for this next one, if you don't buzz in first, hold your answer in case, you know, Brad gets it wrong and vice versa. All right.
Will do.
Let's go for the next one.
Here we go. Celine Dion, Rihanna, and Tom Jones.
Brad
quickest there. Again there.
All singers?
That's correct.
He's gone and done it. Stephen did warn it would be easy.
Well, I mean, a man who said he was coming back for vengeance, I suppose.
Yes.
Came back with redemption, didn't he? Well done, Brad.
Awesome. Cheers, guys. Appreciate it. Young fellow will love it.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, Peter, you're our runner-up from today. Do you reckon you'll be back for vengeance tomorrow?
I'll be definitely back, guys. Definitely back.
Yes.
Awesome.
Doing Maitland Prep.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
It's time to shout out one of our very own, a great Novocastrian, because the region that we live in is famous, I'd say globally, for wine. Right? Sure. Hunter Valley wine is renowned right around the world.
Prize winning.
But I feel like sometimes the food of our region is slept on a little bit underrated.
Can be. I agree.
Now, we've always known that the food here in Newcastle and, you know, the Greater Hunter region is phenomenal.
Well, you would have been shocked coming from, like, small-town Perth over to here and seeing how good, like, what real good food is.
I was pleasantly surprised when I came here at the quality of food. It is unbelievable. But I feel like the world is starting to smart up to this as well because newly-born Brett Graham... He's got a restaurant called The Ledbury and has become the first Aussie-run venue to be awarded 3 Michelin stars.
Far out.
Wow, this is impressive.
Now, this is a big win for him. The restaurant opened in 2005 and then closed due to COVID, like so many other hospitality venues. Mm. He's brought it back, opened it up again, worked really hard and fought back to receive, like we said, this 3 Michelin star rating.
Unbelievable.
And in true Aussie fashion as well, when he was talking about, you know, celebrating the award... He was like, him and all the staff drew straws to decide who had to work the next day after winning the award. They were having a big night.
You can be sure.
Yeah, draw straws, you know, I'm going to come in, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what they do offer is this 8-course tasting menu, $405 a head. Now, I'm going to try and put on my best fancy voice, right? Because the 2024 Michelin Guide says each mouthful, here we go, I'll try my best fancy voice, provides considerable depth of flavour with consistently harmonious combinations showcasing a streak of originality.
That was my best fancy voice.
I would not put you on the advertisement. I'm sorry, mate.
All right, maybe I don't have a job in that.
Have you done much original streaking before, Stephen?
In this context, no. Anyway, I must digress. It does sound like they're pretty impressed. Now, unfortunately, Brett's restaurant is in London, but I think, like, it kind of proves that Aussies have got, like, their finger on the pulse of the culinary world.
And also, we're out there leading the world.
And here's the other thing as well, and I want to talk to you guys about this. This is the main point I want to bring up.
Yeah.
The Michelin judges have never been to Australia.
Have they not?
What are they doing?
Hang on a sec. We have MasterChef Australia. Shouldn't that be a telltale sign that we need them out here?
Well, I don't know. Like, I just think, like, maybe part of it is they're worried if they come down to Australia...
There'll be too many given away.
Too busy. It won't be as prestigious because we'll clean up, you know?
Like, right, we'll take all of the stars. Do they have a maximum allowance?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't have not enough left. They're worried about that.
I don't know. Because, like, I haven't done a whole lot of fine dining in Newcastle, I'll admit. The budget doesn't particularly allow it. Mm. But I had, like, this lamb ragu at Surf House. one of the best passes I've ever had in my life.
That'd get 2 stars, probably.
Easy, you know? And even, like, not in the fine dining world, but some of the food at, like, Roy's at 45, for example.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Unbelievable. Like, we've got such a great food culture and restaurant culture here in Newcastle.
The kebab van at Shortland.
Chips at Cappadocia.
Yeah, that'd be, once again, we'd hit 3 Michelin stars. Nobody's ready for it, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, though, get these Michelin judges down to Australia, get them to Newey, and we're going to clean up these awards. This is the first of many Australian restaurants getting some Michelin stars.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday, I was walking along Lambton Road, right, team? I went past the Hunter School of Performing Arts there, which is just opposite where, like, Rippert Golf is and that futuristic KFC and all that.
Yep.
It's just on the other side of the road. Anyway, I was walking back after dropping my car at the pits. Got to get, you know, green slip sorted and pink slip and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. Rego time.
Anyway, so, yeah, I was walking back towards the Hamilton Chateau, as you guys like to call it, and I was like, you know what? School uniforms have gone real lax of late.
What do you mean?
I saw a couple of kids. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on here? They're wearing basically pajamas. I was like, this can't be right.
Oh.
Anyway, more kids came around the corner and more. I just got back from school camp somewhere. Oh. They had pillows and their suitcases. But I was like, I felt like a full boomer. I was like, we would have never got away with this at school back in my day. I was like, they're wearing their pajamas to school. Turns out they actually were wearing pajamas. They come straight from their school camp.
It's such a rite of passage coming back from camp, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. You're exhausted, for one. You smell funny. Yeah.
You hear some of the conversations as you're walking past, like, between kids and parents, you know? One girl's like, I didn't eat for 3 days. The food? Disgusting, you know? But that is a universal camp experience. Yeah. Yes, the food's disgusting.
Gotta go through it.
It's part of camp, isn't
That's
it?
That's it, yeah. An industrial spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
I'll be right, thanks. But you end up eating it anyway, isn't it? A little bit of a, I guess, debate that broke out behind the scenes yesterday as Stephen started singing, as he often does, he loves a bit of a sing, the Friends theme song.
Classic. Yeah.
Now, this theme song, as part of it, has a clapping section.
And it's iconic. I mean, everyone, even if you're not a fan of the show, you know what we're alluding to.
Yes, the Remembrance song, that became the theme song, yep.
That's correct. The one. So, and in part of that, we got to discussing how many claps do you do in the Friends theme song?
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh.
And there is a lot of, I guess, disagreement because Stephen, how many do you think it is?
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Five claps. I'm trying to clap around my microphone, sorry. Yeah. 5 claps.
Now, Ari,
mm-hmm.
You remember this song differently.
I'm trying to really keep my mouth shut here because I'm very passionate about
now,
it.
Now, you re-sing it, Stephen, and then, Ari, okay, you do
I'll
the
do
claps.
It. Okay, ready? Go, Stephen.
So no one told you life was gonna be this way.
Four.
It feels like one short.
That
it feels like you've kind of like left a little cliffhanger there, a little tease.
Are you saying that I'm not a good clapper and I don't know what music is?
The clapping
That's
was exceptional.
No,
quality of clap was good. The quantity of clap was wrong. That's what I think.
I will come over there and clap on your ear in a minute. I'll slap you.
Please don't.
Okay, so I think I tend to agree with Stephen here.
No, why?
It just feels like one short. Now, when you Google, if you Google how many claps, it is the number one result is in the Friends theme song.
Like one of the top
auto-filled.
Searches.
Yeah, autofill is this. And in the comments of, like, forums about this, there are forums about this.
Wow.
There is full disagreement. It's 4, 5, 5, 4, 4, 4, 5, 5. Like, everyone's comments are all completely disagreeing on this.
Crazy.
Right, okay.
But I think I am team 5.
I think it's 5 as well. 4 feels short.
I swear. Oh, I know quite a few people who would be on my own benchmark. I reckon there'd be a lot of opinions swinging my way.
All right. Well, let's throw this out. Let's let Newcastle decide.
Shut up, Stephen. Four, I'm laughing.
4967-4105. Is it 4 claps or is it 5 claps in the Friends theme song?
We have the dumbest job in the whole world, don't we? Objectively and subjectively.
You say dumb. I say we're solving the world issues.
I agree.
It wouldn't be the number one search on Google if it wasn't an issue that needed to be solved.
I guess what Newcastle decides is final, isn't it?
That is final. To your part of the world, Ari, Cameron Park, Rebecca, how many claps is it?
Well, as a very passionate Friends fan, I would like to say it is 4. I am with Ari, and they even spoke to the Rembrandts about it, and they also said there is 4.
Well,
oh my gosh.
So there's also discourse that the original might be different to what's on the theme song. Now, I just think maybe it's because she's from Cameron Park. She's
smart over there.
Bit of a Cameron Park conspiracy going on here, I think.
That's maybe you hear things differently in Cameron Park, or there's a different echo or something.
Oh, well, maybe. All right. Now, hopefully Louise is on my side. In Cessnock. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Okay, so how many claps do you think it is?
There's definitely 5. Definitely. Yeah.
Really?
5.
Thank you.
Yes. What am I not hearing?
Oh, the 5th clap.
Oh, that's not what I mean.
Correct. Oh, 1 for Team Stephen and Crevo. 1 for 5 here.
All right, we'll go to Headed Greater next. Morning, Michelle. How many claps are in the Friends theme song?
Okay, it's 4 boys, because you're just trying to cram as many claps as you can into that one little face.
She makes a point.
I'm actually not on a clap commission at all. There is no incentive for me to cram an extra clap in.
I'll get paid no extra for the extra clap. But it's a really tight race here, isn't it?
It most certainly is.
All right, wrapping things up, let's go to Duckenfield. Sally, how many claps do you think there are?
Good morning, guys. There's definitely 5. Sorry, Ari. Every time you clap it, it's like you leave us all hanging for the last one. It's like, it's just not right.
That's how I feel as well. It feels like it's not quite complete.
It's not inclusive.
You get left on a clap cliff, which is less than ideal. Hang on. This means on the phones we're split at 2 apiece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we are 2.
That means we need to get in our ultimate tiebreaker, Scott the Chippy Frappell, our producer, if we can. I know he's busy back there.
He's answering the phones and all the bits and bobs, but I think he is keen to tune in on this, and he's someone who, just for like reference as well, not a big fan of the show.
Which I think is outrageous.
Hate the show with a passion.
How many claps do you think are in the theme song though, Chippy?
Definitively 4.
No! Oh, which means, Ari, I'm going to give you one of these. Very disappointing. But once the decision is made, it is final. We have to accept it, don't we, Stephen?
Should we listen to the theme?
Yeah, let's do it.
Just,
right.
You know.
Everyone can count together. All right, okay. Here we go. No one told you that was going to be this
way. It did sound like 4, doesn't it?
Yeah, 4. UFM.
The Novos.
Now, though, if you're on your way to work, you're thinking, geez, I'm a little bit late for work, but I still want a coffee or something like that, I've got the perfect excuse for you.
Right, okay, here we go.
So, this is a photo that's been taken from the Roundhouse restaurant in the evening.
Ooh la la.
Somebody's had a fancy dinner,
indeed.
Right? But they're holding up their mobile phone, and so you can see, they've just got it in the, like, on but not, unlocked screen.
Yeah, lock screen displayed.
Yeah, lock screen displayed, where you can see the time. And then in the background, you can see the big clock tower of Town Hall. And the clocks are different. Now, we're not just talking a minute or something here. The Town Hall clock,
which is right across from Civic Park, right?
Civic Park there, about 15 minutes out.
Really?
So it's slow.
About 15 minutes slow.
Ooh.
So if you're running a little bit late or you're on time but want to stop for a coffee and a bite to eat, you can go to it and just say, oh, sorry, boss, I was just looking at the clock at the town hall and it looked right. I thought I was ahead. I thought I was going fine.
How can you refute that, can you? You'd assume that it'd be, like, why would it have any reason to lie to you, this clock
tower?
That's
the thing.
Wouldn't be malicious, would it?
I love this, though, because, like, all the people that stop in at, you know, Blue Door Cafe there, which is, like across the way from the Civic Theatre.
Yeah.
If you're having breakfast there every morning, you can kind of use that as your regular excuse each week. So I like this. genius idea.
That's a great idea. And if you just keep, oh, sorry, it's a clock. I just thought it would be right, you know. Newcastle not normally getting these things wrong.
I wonder how long it's been wrong for.
So yeah, I've done a little bit of an investigation.
Oh,
surely it's slowly be getting further behind, you'd think, right?
I think you might be right. 11 months ago, somebody put out a post saying it's 7 minutes out.
Right. So it's averaging about seven minutes.
A week before that, it was a minute out.
Wow.
So there's been some issues with the clock and its accuracy over time. So this makes me think that there's something, somebody's job maybe is to like readjust it or something. Maybe they're going on holidays or something like that. Their time off, they're on annual leave. But anyway, if look, if this, the main message of this is let's not panic about this situation. Let's just know it's off and use it for various excuses for being late.
Jump on board. Now, our community of online shoppers can get excited because in case you missed it, Amazon has just announced that next day delivery services have expanded across the country. And you guessed it, it's now come to Newcastle.
Well, they've been working away, like, you know, on this special hub in Mayfield or something, haven't they?
Well, I was going to say, do they not already have, like, same day delivery they're doing now, are they?
No, they've already had next day,
haven't they?
Well, I think it's just certain items for the little while, but now it's just big expanded big time, I think.
Yeah, and for no minimum spend as well. So it's basically just for free, basically.
Right, okay.
Except the catch is you have to sign up for an Amazon Prime account. So, you know, like you get that streaming service as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's all included. So you have to be a member. So that does mean membership pricing.
Yeah. But I've got that already.
Oh, okay.
Because you get it for the telly service with the excuse of it'll save us on delivery.
Yeah.
It's a way you can justify an extra streaming service if that's a battle you're having in your household, which I know many are.
I mean, it's kind of a budgeting tactic that you can kind of get around. But, so locals who've been caught out scrambling to buy last-minute gifts, for example, you know, birthdays, Christmas, even Valentine's Day coming up, gentlemen.
Yeah, true.
But you know what? This just means there's no reason not to buy me a gift now. Like, you know what I mean?
It's so easy.
So, you know.
Oh, well, hot tip is what Ari's saying. Anyone that wants to buy Ari a gift.
Well, you used to have the excuse, like I used to all the time, would buy a gift for my brother on his birthday. I'd be like, oh, I've totally forgotten. Buy on his birthday and be like, no, it's still coming in the mail, man. I've ordered it. It's still coming. You don't have that leeway anymore, do you?
It should be here by now. There's no in the mail. It should be there already.
Mm.
I think it'll be a bit of a game changer as well for like grocery items, especially.
Oh, definitely.
Because this is huge in America. People buy a lot of their groceries on Amazon and have it delivered because it's free delivery.
Mm.
Right,
the wife saying, oh, we've run out of paper towels. How many times have I told you to buy some? You go, oh, they're on the way. You just order it right then and there and then it'll turn up here tomorrow. Don't worry about
emergency bug roll delivery or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Stack on the dunny.
You know what? Now that's probably what it's made for.
Knock on the door. Walk down the hall. You can drop it off right there outside my door, please.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
And for me, like many people, Thursday tends to be a bit of a cheat meal day.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of like gets you through. You're like crawling to the end of the week. You need a little bit of motivation, something a little bit nice to just get you over that last hurdle.
Naughty but nice, if you will.
Absolutely. I think I've got mine sorted for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because last Thursday, I went to Club Charlestown for trivia there. Of course, our producer Chip was hosting.
Yeah.
And they had this deal there where it was like $20 for burger and pint, which is pretty good.
That is
Serve
good.
Chips as well.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're like a Club Charlestown member there, which I am, you get like $5 off every month. So you can get this massive burger, chips, and a pint. Not a schooner, a pint.
Okay.
$15 I got fed for last week.
That is cheap.
That is cheap as chips.
And you're kind of like, you can't, I guess when you get that kind of special, you can't complain about what comes out.
No.
Like, oh, I'm getting the special.
Oh, dear.
So I was so pleasantly surprised when the burger came out. Massive. It was so delicious. The chips, really good as well. And then, like, the pint on top, I was like, this is living.
So, and on budget time as well, $15.
I think they might have a return customer.
Watch out.
Venturing that way tonight, I think.
For $15, how could you not?
That's exactly it.
New FM's Speed Budding. For love. RipitGolf.com.
In the preparation for Valentine's Day.
Less than a week away now, actually.
Yes. I know. We're trying to help some Nova Cashians find love with our speed putting event at Rippert Golf. Now, if you want to get involved, very simple. Register now. newfm.com.au. We're going for 18 single females, 18 single males. Let's meet another contestant, shall we?
Yes, yeah,
we
please.
Most certainly will. Let's head to Merriweather. Good morning, Mel. How's things?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We are very well. Obviously taking a plunge here, you know, putting yourself out there for our putt-putt speed dating. Are you excited? Are you feeling nervous? What are your thoughts?
I'm very excited.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, of course, as part of our preparation for this, mm-hmm. we've got a bunch of scientists who are working feverishly in the lab to match you up with hopefully the love of your life.
No pressure on them.
No pressure on them. Well, a fair bit, but that's their job. Their job is to feel the pressure. They've asked us to ask you a few questions so they can put that in the system and hopefully get you a match. First question is, what is your party trick?
My party trick? Double jointed in the fingers?
Oh, that, it makes me squirm. I haven't even seen it, Mel.
That's a classic one, though.
Ari quite likes a bit of a crack of, like, a joint, don't you, Ari?
Yeah, my knees crack like it's going out of fashion. It's insane. So I get it. I get it. I whip people out.
Bring that out at the party, definitely.
All right, well, regardless of my opinion, the scientists, they're typing away, Mel. They're going, yeah, of course. Double jointed, no problem. I'll find someone else who's like that. No worries. All right, next question I've got for us is, and I don't know what the relevance of this is, but hey, can't question the scientists. Would you rather fight a duck-sized bear or a bear-sized duck?
A bear-sized duck.
What's your reasoning behind that?
Duck quack. Put him in the corner.
You know what? That's pretty good reasoning, and I'm sure the scientists will take that into consideration.
Yeah, not intimidating at all. All right, our last question for you here, Mel, is if you could write it up yourself, put whatever in it, what would be in your Tinder bio?
Social, adventure, spontaneous, butterfly.
Wow.
This is interesting.
You know what? Yeah. Fingers crossed you find someone special on our putting evening.
We'll be there on Monday, Mel. You'll be at Rippert Golf in Broadmeadow. You'll be enjoying some pizza and some drinks and hopefully the company of some other, you know, lovely singles here in Newcastle. Never know. We might match you up with your soulmate.
That's right. Some handsome hottie.
Yes, we'll do our best.
All right, we'll see.
Soulmate, hottie, who knows? You'll find something there, I'm
hopefully
sure.
Hopefully the intersection of both, and we'll see you there.
Okay, thank you.
New FM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
What are you guys up to for the rest of the day?
I'll be off to the shop after this. What about you, Ari?
I'm going to Costco again.
Costco? What's going on there?
Massive bags of chips and some ribs. That's what I'm be doing this afternoon.
Treat yourself.
That's what I'm be doing this afternoon.
One alarm to the weekend. You got to treat yourself, don't you? You need that cheat meal to get you through. Hey, we're pretty much done for the day. Before we do, though, we do have a bit of housekeeping to do, of course.
Sure. Tidy up.
Yeah, we most certainly do. Caller of the day, we've got Michelle from Hen Greeter, who was accusing you and I, Crevo, of lying about the number of claps in the Friends theme song because we're on some kind of claps commission.
Which sounds weird, and it is.
Well, I'm taking the money from that commission. You're off to One Love.
Yeah.
Bob Marley's biopic.
It's going to be a great movie.
Most certainly is.
Of course, tomorrow coming up on the show, we've got the one and only Australian pop princess, Jessica Mowboy. She will be chatting with us as well.
We got her tomorrow.
I know.
Her album comes out tomorrow. How we snag that?
Fresh music. She's got a new show, movie out, sorry. Yeah, it's going to be great.
God, that's good timing, isn't it?
Right.
Praise Chippy. He's the best producer in the world, isn't he?
Yep, he certainly is. Mm. He deserves all the praise in the world. In fact, if you hear him, just phone up and tell him he's so good.
Tell him he's doing a good job. Well, I look forward to that. Also look forward to giving you your guide to the weekend. Of course, tomorrow is your Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, it is.
I can't wait for it. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see you then.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.